The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
All right, what's up, guys? It's Rob. Just a quick heads up. We recorded this show before the end of the NBA Finals. So we wanted to say a big congratulations to the Golden State Warriors for being the 2018 NBA champions. LeBron, we'll see you in L.A. next year.
Hey, we have a quick favor to ask of you.
We need you to help this podcast stay free to download with minimal ads. But filling out a very quick survey for us at podcastone.com is going to be the way you help. Just click on that survey banner at podcastone.com.
The survey is short and completely anonymous, and it takes no more than 5 minutes. If you filled out a survey in the past, we thank you, but we still need you to do it again. You do all of us at The Big Podcast and Podcast One a huge favor by filling it out.
You're going to do all of us at The Big Podcast?
Well,
it's provocative.
Yeah. How many are you filling out?
Again, go to podcastone.com. Just click on that survey banner. We greatly appreciate you listening and subscribing to The Big Podcast with Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal!
Shaq!
Would you guys come and see tonight?
Live.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shakalaka!
Today on The Big Podcast with Shaq, as we lay into year 4 of this show, we have to find out what Shaq's got in store for us this year. We will pay a visit to Uncle Shannon's neighborhood with a ton of great audio in there. We're going to do a borderline Shaqcast flashback to one of the all-time greats in the show's history, and we will play a round of Kincaid's Big Money Match Game. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, the fifth member of NSYNC, Shaquille O'Neal. I gotta give you some drunk skip now.
Oh, God. Here
drunk,
we go.
Drunk skip Hi. Is outstanding.
You giving two corners like that?
Yeah.
And he is going to come down your throat with that. You know this.
Why'd you get a phone call about this segment?
Call me maybe. It's Shaquille O'Neal's podcast, The Big Podcast with Shaq, John Kincaid, Rob Jenners, B-Dog, and the man himself, Shaquille O'Neal, live from the Podcast One studios.
Stop the music.
Uh-oh.
Please.
What happened?
I need some sensely sensitive music.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let me.
And some napkins, obviously.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, my goodness. What in the
man.
Hell?
I'm a big guy. I like to eat my sandwiches.
Oh, man. He's eating
oh, no.
For all you chefs out there, stop trying to be sexy when you make a regular damn sandwich.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Eating a chicken sandwich right now. It's the worst chicken sandwich ever. Chicken, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise, and bread. Don't be sexy when you're making a sandwich. Stick to the basics, chefy man.
No, this one has all kale right? on it.
What does
no,
it have on it?
Don't put nothing on my sandwich but chicken, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and a dab of mayo. And the sandwich is so dry right now, I feel like I'm in Arizona eating a sand sandwich. All you sexy chefs, stick to the basics. Don't be trying to go all sexy and put your herbs and spices. Yeah. We don't want that. Us hardworking regular people, we want a regular damn sandwich.
Now, this has a spinach right? paste on it.
SexyChef.com. Stop it with the bull crap. Regular sandwich.
SexyChef.com.
Oh, the sound of this thing. Oh, I can't even swallow this mother.
I didn't know we had Monica Lewinsky on this week's show. I didn't realize that. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
that's
terrible. Go ahead and finish that up. Oh,
man, you must
have sharp. Wash it down with a diet.
There we go.
It's the driest sandwich I've ever had in my life.
Oh, no.
God. Oh, but we're doing a podcast, so you might want to take like half a second to not
be eating. Or you can just turn off the mic while you're eating. I mean, if you wanted to, and you can just listen in to the show. Oh, man.
Oh, I can't even listen.
That is terrible. It's disgusting.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, but it's
you don't
the most
sound
disgusting.
Anywhere near ready. That does, like,
I'm the, ready. Let's go.
Yeah, but the thing is, someone's driving to work on like a Tuesday morning listening to this. And they're hearing you smacking your lips. Oh, man.
I said I'm ready. Let's go.
All right,
okay, let's
go.
Let's definitely sandwiches. Do it.
I did want to mention that Uncle Shaq's Funhouse is coming to Atlanta.
What?
Finally!
Yes. We are getting our Uncle Shaq's funhouse, and it's... Oh, excuse me. Oh, man, that is awful. Can we just sign off now?
Oh, God, that's awful. I can't do this anymore.
All right, let's go. Sorry about that.
Okay. Ugh. So Uncle Shaq's Funhouse is coming to Atlanta.
What is Uncle Shaq's Funhouse?
Well, Shaq's Funhouse, I should say.
Yeah, Shaq's.
Well,
what is not that? Uncle Shaq's. It's Shaq's Funhouse.
No, okay. So you know what? It's my fault because in my home, you are Uncle Shaq.
So what are you doing? What is this going to entail? And how can we all be a part of it?
Well, you're going to be there because it's right across the street from where we work at when we do our podcast. I'm renting out that whole area.
Really?
Mine. Oh,
you're taking over the battery?
Yeah, Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
The battery, but no, this dry ass thing.
That man got indigestion.
I don't know what that is.
Heartburn.
Should we just kill the show this week? Should we go home?
No, but the battery will belong to the Diesel Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
And damn.
I'm going to have all the top DJs out there. I'm going to have two or three top Atlanta acts. I'm just
Oh, we are not getting to work that week. This is going to be awesome.
And you know my boy Rob Gronkowski going to be there again.
Oh, Gronk's coming.
God knows he won't be at the Super Bowl to see the Eagles. When is Gronk joining us on the podcast?
He will not.
Oh, why not? He'll join us.
I've asked.
He said he's not going to do it.
Why would that be?
There's some contract things happening, I guess, around New England and some situations.
Sure, the man said no, so we move on.
Yeah.
Relax.
I asked several times, trust me.
Okay.
It got shut down.
So it's just say no?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Just say no. But it's Super Bowl 53 here in Atlanta.
That'll be great.
All part of
the Eagles will be busy, but we can probably get plenty of Cowboys people here.
Knicks won't even make it out the second round. Eagles won't even make it out the second round either.
Don't worry.
Well, that's great. That is going to be awesome.
I did have this to do real quick before we get to a couple other points. Was all-time favorites was bouncing around on Twitter last week, and we didn't do it. I wanted to bring it up here. B-Dog actually sent me this. A lot of people have been doing, like, on Twitter, listing every sport and who's your all-time favorite player.
Okay, I've seen that.
So we'll go through it and we'll just do it real fast amongst us, because I'm curious to know what Shaq's answers are. Who's your favorite all-time NBA player?
Dr. J.
Dr. J is your favorite.
Yes.
Kincaid?
Yep.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Okay. Brandon?
NBA Kobe.
Kobe?
Yeah.
Really?
And why don't you go work on the big podcast with Kobe then? Get the hell out of here.
Big fella, no, I love him to death.
This is Shaquille O'Neal's show, for God's sake.
And honestly, mine, from the entire time I was growing up, was Dominique Wilkins.
There you go.
Human highlight reel.
Even when you were in Jersey.
Yes. I was a huge Hawks fan in Jersey because of Dominique.
All because of Dominique.
Your favorite NFL player of all time?
Deion Sanders.
Okay. Prime time.
It's hard for me right now, but
do you have a favorite?
Carson Wentz.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop it, John.
No, my all-time favorite player.
John, stop
wait a minute.
It
my all-time favorite player before that was Donovan McNabb. But then Donovan McNabb got like his fourth DUI, and I had to move on to Carson Wentz.
Wait a minute. Lawrence Taylor did a whole lot of stuff, and he's somebody's favorite
player. Lawrence Taylor wasn't my favorite player, but guess
what? Lawrence Taylor is my favorite player.
Lawrence Taylor is the best NFL player I ever saw, period.
I grew up in a home in New Jersey where Lawrence...
So that contradicts your list, then.
No, favorite is not best.
Okay.
Favorite is not the best. Michael Jordan.
Okay, meticulous, John.
Michael Jordan or LeBron is the best I've seen, but they're not my favorite. Magic is my favorite.
Got it.
Brandon.
Marshall Faulk.
Wow.
That's your favorite player of all time?
Now, that's an odd little grab there.
I think because of the dual threat that he was.
Okay.
Running back transition.
Do you have a favorite college football player?
Shaq.
That's kind of a tough
Herschel
one.
Walker back in the day.
Herschel. Okay.
Yes.
Well, mine has to be the guy who handed it to Herschel, Buck Ballou.
Buck Ballou, your partner
My
here.
Partner for 18 years.
Hold on, Buck Ballou.
Buck Ballou was the quarterback of the Georgia Bulldogs.
That's why he looks so good.
Oh, why? Because it does look good when you stand next to Herschel. It does.
Oh, well, also, too.
Hold on, Buck was the quarterback of that. Man, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Buck was the quarterback of the 1980 National Championship.
Him and Herschel.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's
I'm
crazy.
Telling you.
Do you, Brandon, do you have a favorite college football player?
Yeah, I actually got two.
Do you really?
Yeah, Reggie Bush, Calvin Johnson.
Wow, very good.
Okay.
I don't have a favorite college football player.
Adrian
no.
Peterson.
That's because you live near Rutgers.
I don't have a college football team.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite college basketball player?
Yeah, my favorite college basketball used to be David Robinson.
David Robinson, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
He taught me how to be great.
Okay.
David Robinson.
That's shocking to me, actually.
I would go Mike Vrieswijk.
Who the hell is Mike Peters?
He was a three-point outside shooting specialist from my alma mater, Temple University.
Oh, good Lord.
Mike Vreeswijk. And he was a white guy who could shoot.
Okay. Steve Kerr.
There you go.
Do you have one, Brandon?
Jay Williams, Duke.
Jay Williams,
okay.
Duke. Honestly, Grant Hill for me.
Okay.
I used to love watching Grant Hill play.
Well, Grant Hill's a fabulous.
Do you have a favorite Major League Baseball player? I don't know if Shaq would.
Shaq?
Yeah, mine used to be Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. Okay, old school, yeah. Back in the day, yeah.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, ooh, your all-time favorite?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even after all the bad
by the way, if you're listening to this, let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
He's paid his dues. Leave him alone.
Yes,
all-time
he has.
Hit leader by a mile.
Yes.
Brandon, you have a favorite Major League Baseball player?
Yeah, the kid, Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
Mine's
one.
Mine's kind of a weird one, but it's a framed picture on the wall back here. Gary Carter.
Okay.
Gary Carter, the kid, was my favorite
and as a
Major
guy
League
that I hated
player.
As a baseball player, as a Met, and got to meet him a couple times
great
and
man.
Loved him.
Great man.
Loved him.
Yeah, a great man, Gary Carter. Do you have a favorite hockey? What was that?
A sneeze.
What was that?
Thank you. Who?
Is that a Shaq
you have
sneeze?
A favorite hockey player?
Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky, the great one? Yeah, okay. I can't come up with a favorite hockey player. Never watched hockey.
Ron Hextall. Goaltender for the Philadelphia Flyers when I worked for the Flyers.
Okay.
Hexy was
just because you know him. Yeah.
And now he's the GM of the Flyers.
I don't do hockey.
Brandon's shaking his head at me.
There are lots of African-American hockey players now.
No, there are not.
Shaq, what are you doing in the mic?
Nothing, man.
Seriously?
Nothing. It sounds like you're blowing your nose into the microphone.
Doesn't matter what it sounds like I'm doing. You ask a question, I'm doing nothing.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Oh, my gosh.
How many times in today's show?
Seriously.
All right, I'm ready. A couple more quick ones. Do you have an all-time favorite?
Nose, John.
I'm telling you. I don't know if a man can. You can't. You obviously can't. Sounds like a trailer for Jurassic Park.
That was a good one, John.
Shakasaurus.
What about Boxer? Oh, come on. There's only one.
All-time
Muhammad
favorite
Ali.
Boxer?
Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to have to go with Deontay Wilder right now.
Really?
Well, right now, yeah.
Your favorite of all time?
Yeah, because Muhammad Ali was a boxer and was very pretty. Deontay Wilder is a fighter. Like, I like those. This dude got 28 knockouts from 29 haymakers. He you know what I'm saying? Like Muhammad Ali, jab, jab, boom, boom, boom. Deontay is trying to knock your head off every time.
Wow.
29-0.
Everything that I learned growing up watching Muhammad Ali, hearing my dad watch him, cheer for him, and watch the fights, and then everything I learned about what he went through and how the crap he was treated.
Oh, yeah, no, it was...
To me, it raises my level of respect for Muhammad Ali all the more.
Brandon, boxer.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. He come through with that left.
What are you saying there?
Out.
You like me?
I'm. You know what? I'm 100% with him. I grew up
you like Mike Tyson?
In the era where Mike Tyson was unstoppable.
Yeah, absolutely awesome.
Oh, you're terrible.
Thank you so much. You boys are so nice.
All right, last one.
You guys
anyone...
are like my favorites, too. It's my favorite podcast.
Does anyone on this show have a favorite wrestler?
The Rock.
The Rock? Okay. Do you watch wrestling at all, Shaquille?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a favorite wrestler?
My favorite wrestler is Andre the Giant.
Andre. Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's a really good throwback.
And
John?
Actually,
nothing?
And actually, after Andre, the other kid, Big Khalif.
Who's that?
Who the hell are you talking about?
Big Khalif.
Really? I don't know.
I don't know that
You know
one.
What I'm talking about?
No. I'm sure there are some wrestling fans screaming
no,
at their...
He played in a movie with Adam Sandler, the football movie. Khalif, that was his name, the Giant.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Khalif Abdul-Rahim? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
I know you're talking about, I forget his name.
Everybody's got a phone. Somebody Google that thing.
Mine
all-time, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
I used to love watching Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone
all right,
Cold.
So there's your all-time favorites.
All right, that's good for you.
We learned a few things. Did you want to bring up what we have in store for year four?
Hey, what's in store for year four? I said, so what's up our sleeve here? Now, we've been asking Shaq for the hot and ready sign for the Shaq Cave.
Got it. That's done.
Okay, now how's it getting done? Why don't you tell Alex to do it right now so we actually get it done? Are we going to or are we not going to get to do a live show this summer?
First of all, forget the live show. I'm taking us to TV.
You're taking us to TV.
You're taking
yes.
us to TV.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like we're going to go to the place where they make TV?
No, like, you know, people can hear us now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Starting when I get back, they're going to be able to see us, too.
Wow.
Starting when you get back.
When he gets back into Leg Atlanta.
Yeah, when I get back. That was part of my my gift to you guys. They're going to be C and Harris.
C and Harris.
Yeah, like
C
this. And Harris.
You're going to have to dress much better, Rob.
I mean, because I look at a lot of BS shows on ESPN. I'm like, my show is killing that. So we're about to go to that next level.
You mean right any now. Show with Jalen Rose on it?
I'm
just
like
teasing.
That.
Just teasing. Whoa! I love Michelle Beadle.
Shots fired.
I love Michelle.
No, the other one, his partner. Talks too much.
Oh, Mike Greenberg?
No, the other guy.
Oh, you're talking about Jacoby.
Jacoby?
Yeah, him.
You're talking about Jalen Jacoby.
Yeah.
Are they doing? They're not doing
I
that anymore.
I don't think they're doing that anymore. He's on it. Now he's on with
Get Up.
He's on with Mike Greenberg, and he's on with
It's time for people to see our faces. So.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's good.
That's going to be my gift to you guys.
I like it.
How are they going to be able to tell us apart?
They will.
That's so hard.
That's good.
A couple more pieces of business. Did you want to bring up Miss America?
Yes, I do want to bring up Miss America, Shaq.
What happened with Miss America?
They are no longer going to have a bathing suit competition or a night.
Why?
Or an evening wear competition.
Why?
Because it is the objectification of women.
I'm boycotting. I'm not watching it.
I don't think any man in America is
watching it.
No, any man in America is not watching it.
Miss America with no bikini or evening content. I'm not watching that.
Isn't
right,
it,
Godfrey?
Yeah, they're not.
Isn't it a beauty pageant?
Yes.
Isn't that
no,
what
it's
it
no
is?
Longer now. Now it's about celebrating American women and
I'm
their
not
excellence.
It. Okay, good.
Now, asking earlier, Shaq.
I'm glad that women are excellent, but I'm not watching it.
Okay, we got to ask this, though. They are, will People magazine be dumping its Sexiest Man Alive issue? Because
why,
of its,
why would they do
because
that?
Because you haven't won that yet, Shaq. And
I'm working on that now.
Because a lot of women would probably vote you into that.
Is this before or after the chicken sandwich?
First of all, it was a low-fat chicken sandwich. Let's just get that.
Oh, no, you didn't. Did you really? You put mayo on
how
it.
How dare I?
No, they didn't put mayo. That's why I was dry.
Oh, how dare I?
Oh, man. Because you usually ask for double mayo, right?
Usually.
Remember?
So hold on. Tell me about back
they
to the
seriously are taking it. You're no longer going to see Miss America walking around in heels and a bathing suit.
Why?
Because they say it's objectifying women.
Okay,
Me Too movement, they're taking it away.
No. What about all these people on Instagram and Twitter that's walking around like that?
Oh, well, they're allowed to do that. That's their personal choice.
No, but I'm saying, obviously, it's not the women don't feel that it's objectifying women.
Yeah, they're just putting it out there.
No, women who, the funny thing is they had Gretchen Carlson on TV talking about it, announcing these new rules. Gretchen Carlson, who was Miss America. She won Miss America. She's now on there going, we will not no longer have women parading around in heels and a bathing suit. And when Gretchen Carlson won Miss America, she walked around in heels and a bathing suit.
No, but my question is, who's complaining? Are the women that
I
are
don't know.
Women are being objectified, Shaq.
Can I finish my question?
Yes.
No, man.
Are the women of the pageant complaining, or are these people who have nothing to do complaining?
I don't think anybody's complaining. I think the pageant made this decision to get in front of it. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to change the rules.
They're changing the rules now. No one will ever watch again. Who's watching this?
Yeah, okay, I don't get it.
Like, nobody wants to watch the hot women of the spelling bee.
But listen,
seriously.
I'm saying some women are very confident about how they look, and that's what they post. Right?
They should be confident, too.
Okay, so you can't say that the women are saying it's objectifying women when women are
well,
the ones
you're going to have to talk to these women because they are.
I'm not talking to anybody.
No, because they are.
It's not my problem. However, if I was the head of the pageant, however it was back in the 60s, that's how it's going to be now. And if you don't like it, you just don't watch.
Good, I love that.
Yeah, I like that too.
Shaq, I think this is an opportunity for you.
But hold on, because you know what? When I look at a woman in a bathing suit, I don't think sex is thought. I think confidence. That's what I think. For example, it's like me walking around the pool in some little bikini shorts with my shirt off. I'm not trying to show my manaconda. I'm trying to show you that I'm 47 years old and I'm a sexy motherfucker.
Here's what I say.
Yeah.
You know,
okay, here's what I go. Here's what I call for since
John,
you have.
Don't get soft on me with all this.
No, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I love this that you say this because I think we need to do this. In year four, we need to have the Miss Shaq pageant here at the Battery.
No, we do not.
Why? Why? The Miss Shaq pageant.
No, we're not.
Why not? Why not?
We're not doing that.
We're the judges.
We're not doing that.
And we have the Miss Shaq.
No, we're not doing this.
Why?
We're not doing this.
The Miss Shaq pageant.
No, we're not doing this.
Who wants to be Miss Big Podcast with Shaq?
That is not even a good title.
Yeah, only if we do that, we get 100 positive people there.
Guess what? Yes. Yeah. Guess what? Now, look, B-Dog is liking the idea.
No.
You two are poo-pooing this.
I am pooing on this.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. I like the idea. So you have to...
You have to go on Instagram.
No, forget that. So once we get our contestants, you gotta give a 45-second speech.
Correct.
That's criteria.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wear your best business suit.
Okay.
You gotta wear your best out of business suit.
Mm-hmm.
No bikini, no leg showing, no fat stuff. And then the last one, you gotta do a physical activity. And the winner will get to be on 10 shows with us.
Like the Miss Shaq.
Their distraction.
The
yes.
Miss Shaq pageant.
Yes,
the
Miss Shaq pageant.
You just said no bikini. I thought the whole point of this was to do the anti.
No. That's not
man.
My rules.
I'm not watching this then.
No. The Miss America
John's
pageant
out.
Has been that way since the 50s. I'm saying don't change now. We can't come in as a new corporation 2018 and start asking women to show legs. And not. We can't do that.
Yeah. Miss Instagram.
What if it was apple bottom jeans? Is that okay?
I like this idea.
You do like his idea.
Yeah, I like your idea.
No. Shaq, we're going to run with this. All right. We're going to find a way to get this set up.
I'm bowing out.
I guarantee you hundreds of women will want to be a part of this here at Battery Atlanta.
I'm bowing out.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
The Miss Shaq pageant.
Oh, God.
We're going to do this.
All we need is one picture of, like, Shaq looking at a girl sideways for us, and then we're screwed.
First of all,
what
I'm
if he's looking
look.
Full frontal?
First of all, I'm allowed to look.
I'm allowed to look.
I know that,
gosh.
But yeah.
You two can look. Me and B-Law can look all we want.
Hey,
yeah, you guys can look all you want.
Hey,
I bow out.
These days, news travels lightning fast, which is great if you're a sports fan because between status updates, breaking news notifications, Twitter feeds, you can always be up to the minute on every team and every game. It's great for sports, but it's the opposite when you're buying a car. If you go online, you're bombarded with numbers. You get the invoice, the list price, the dealer price. You can't keep them all straight. It's hard to recognize a good price, but not anymore. We introduce to you True Price from True Car.
It's the only price you need to know because it's exactly what you'll pay for the car you want, including fees and accessories. And how do you know if your True Price is a great price? Because True Car shows you what other people pay for the same car you want, so you know how to recognize a good price.
There you go, and your certified dealers know this. So they set their True Price competitively so that they can win your business.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
Some features are not available in all states. One last thing to mention before we move on here, Johnny.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yes. Now, you're going to Jimmy Fallon.
No, what did I tell you guys off the record?
Yeah, I know, but it's on.
But
it's
I thought you're on. That your people told us you're on.
I'm not going to Jimmy Fallon.
So he says he's not going.
Yeah.
Okay, now, if you end up... Well, we're going to tell you this. If you
no,
end up...
I told you guys what that was going to be like next time I go on
okay.
Jimmy
Fallon. Okay, so if you're not going... If you end up... I'm telling you, if you end up on Jimmy Fallon that night, and we turn on our TVs,
John's
and you're a Fallon, and we're not there.
All right, so what day is this?
I am going to bombard you.
Right now.
It's Tuesday the 26th.
Let me check right now.
All right, open the magical schedule that no one gets to access except
that's
him.
Right. Yeah, that's right. June 26th. Let me look
June
at him. Look
26th.
At right now. I don't
New York
see
City.
No, I don't see Jimmy Fallon. I see New York Uncle Drew premiere.
Yes.
And it does say show 7-8.
See?
So it must be Jimmy. All right, so just call Alex, and I'll meet you guys up there.
So what do you mean, just call Alex? How's this work?
You call Alex, and Alex will have the car pick you up at your house. And you go to the airport, and you show your ID, and there'll be a plane ticket waiting for
you.
Wow. And then get to the hotel.
Wow.
I got three tickets for you.
There you go. B-Dog.
Let's roll.
You ready?
All right.
Gets to go. Okay.
All right, Alex, we'll be in touch.
So look, I land... I got an award show on the 25th. I'm flying red eye. So
we wouldn't get in until Tuesday anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So Tuesday morning,
we'll come
fly up, hang out at the hotel, go to my bar afterwards, smoke some hookah, and drink some
water. Sambuca.
Sambuca. All right, cool.
All right, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it.
All right, that's good.
Through annoying perseverance, we accomplished our
That is annoying perseverance.
I'm telling you now, if you don't call Alex.
Alex, we will call, and Alex ain't answering your calls now, bro.
This number's been blocked. Wait, what happened?
Hey, this is Alex. I'm not here to take your call right now.
I don't know who make that Diet Mountain Dew.
It's about to be a...
oh, my God.
Till my stomach hurt.
Oh. Fly down sometime.
Woo!
enjoying.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's time to go to Uncle Shannon's neighborhood.
For a neighbor.
By the way, I've had a number of people tell me online, we keep saying Molly when we reference Undisputed. It's Joy.
It's Joy Taylor.
Yeah. It's not Molly Quarum.
I know. We keep saying Molly.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Sorry.
Sorry, Molly.
Now knock it off. All right. Well, we have to go to Uncle Shannon's neighborhood because there's been a lot of stuff recently. Did you see him on Instagram when the Cavs made the NBA Finals?
No.
Oh, my God. He went nuts. And we meant to play this a couple weeks ago. We haven't had a minute, but this is great.
Are you ready?
He's got a jersey out.
To come on home. Are you ready?
He's got shoes.
To ease on alone. LeBron James is calling you on. To the finals, that is. And if you ready, you can come on.
Hold on, listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all thought the Celtics was going to beat LeBron James in a game seven. I told y'all mofos hate too much. Now, all y'all think LeBron James is a flopper, F you. All y'all that say LeBron James ain't the GOAT, F you too. I know y'all hate me right now. I hate me. I will turn up. LeBron James. GOAT James. We out.
Wow.
I love him.
Hey, he has to be protected at all
costs.
He's
an American treasure.
Hey, B-Dog.
What's up?
Was he singing one of our great-great-grandbrothers? Spiritual songs.
Well, he's from the deep south, so he was.
Yeah.
Nobody bring me home.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. And now, from that, I have these now. I have
F you.
And then I have this one.
F you too.
So I got one.
Rob, play the thing over again.
Here's the open one more time.
Are you ready? You come on home. Are you ready?
He's got candles lit.
To be on alone. LeBron James and calling you on.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Rob, would you have
to
a chance?
Finals, that
would
is.
You have a chance? I want you to put some drums under that. Yeah. Are you ready?
All right. Well, we got.
Come on. Come on home.
Hey, I don't care how we do it, but he's at some point in time in season four, he's got to be in this studio.
We have to get him in here, right? What do you think, Shannon?
Oh my God, he has to.
Oh, okay. He's not happy about that.
Are you ready? Y'all mofos hate too much.
I love him so much. All right, I've got a huge thanks to Josh at our Facebook for sending us another amazing Shannon Sharp stop and stumble. This is him talking about Trae Young, and it's glorious.
I don't see 29-9 in the NBA, but Skip, when you could score like that, and if he was just a scorer, I might be a little more skeptical. Mm. If he just assisted the ball, I would probably be a little more susceptible.
Play it again.
I love Shannon Sharp.
Let me hear it again.
One more time. Listen to his brain shut off on the word skeptical.
I don't see 29-9 in the NBA, but Skip, when you could score like that, and if he was just a scorer, I might be a little more skeptical. Mm. If he just assisted the ball, I would probably be a little more susceptible.
Wow.
That's
the stop and stutter king.
All right. A couple more quick ones. Undisputed Detective Matthew, who always gets us great stuff from Undisputed, sends us, ever since we did Undisputedly Drunk, where we slowed everybody down on the show, he started sending me clips of Skip and Shannon on half speed. So here's Drunk Skip. Here's a new Drunk Skip for you.
You know, Jenny, I'm so tired. I don't think I can do the rest of this topic. Can you take me out?
Well, how about you, sir?
Somebody give me some water.
I need some water.
Hey, Shannon, let me have some water.
No.
I'm going to fall off my chair because I can't. I'm dehydrated.
How about you do like you?
I'm dehydrated. I need.
Oh. I need.
Oh.
Jeez. The hell is that?
What's a lot going on in that clip, boy?
There's a lot going on in there. All right, and then one more quick one in Uncle Shannon's. One more quick one. Drunk Shannon is the next one from Matthew, and I just love it.
I be Draymond biting the lip. What? Hey, Joy, you can whoop. Hey, I don't look. I'm looking in there. I don't really think any of them. Ain't none of them trying to do. Ain't none of them really trying to waller. But it's all said and done for truth, though. Oh, 2-3 from the Akron. I think he might be the toughest out there, though.
I just love the drug skipping Shannon.
Oh, my
Shannon
gosh.
Now.
It actually would improve the ratings of the show.
F you!
Oh, he didn't take
I'm
too
sorry
kindly
about that.
All right, yeah.
F you, too!
Okay, that's it, yeah.
Uncle Shannon's neighborhood.
I'm so excited for Fallon. I can't even.
I know.
I'm about to wet myself.
I know. All right, it's time for something a little bit different this week. At the behest of Shaquille O'Neal, who said, "We have a bank of borderlines that are just classic moments on this show that now, as we enter year four, we have not played in probably about 3 years." So we're going to go back to year one of the podcast and bring you this Shaqcast flashback edition of Borderline. Some all-time classics. Enjoy. Shaq asked us to go look up. John and I had never seen it.
Never.
Mr. Turner DUI. And evidently, this was like one of the first videos ever on YouTube. It's from 1984. So it's dubbed,
I have no idea.
It's dubbed off a cassette tape.
Wow.
I've cut it down a little bit because it's really long. It's like 6 minutes. Yeah. And okay. So I've cut it down to probably about like a minute and a half favorite stuff.
All right.
So this is the infamous Mr. Turner DUI.
You understand, Mr. Turner, that you have been arrested for driving under the influence of an alcoholic?
I understand I've been driving under the motherfucking influence, but I understand that I wasn't also driving. I wasn't driving.
Let's do the physical performance test, please.
What physical performance?
Put both feet together.
All right.
Put your head back and close your eyes.
You close your eyes.
Sir, I'm not doing the test.
Well, you close your motherfucking eyes.
Huh? Tilt your head back and
you
close
can't
your
close
eyes.
You can't close your eyes. Why I got to close my motherfucking eyes?
You are the one that's taking the test.
Huh?
Sir, are you refusing this test?
No. Yeah, I'm refusing the motherfucking
test. Are you refusing the testing? Sir, don't yell.
Put the handcuffs on me,
You've been arrested for driving while intoxicated, driving while under the influence of alcoholic beverages, model glue.
I refuse to answer any questions. That may incriminate me.
Incriminate.
I refuse to answer any questions under the grounds that they may incriminate me.
Understand what I read to you?
Hell no, but I refuse to answer any questions under the grounds that they may incriminate me.
You want me to explain this to you?
No, hell no. You explain them to my motherfucking lawyer.
You realize that, right? If you refuse to take the breath
test. Hey, man, my license is already suspended. I'm already
suspended. You got to take a breath test?
What?
You
got to
take a breath test?
What motherfucking breath test?
You
got to
take a breath test?
Hell no!
This is my favorite moments from the
gosh.
Mr. Turner DUI.
That's awesome!
Oh, it is great.
Okay, now everybody in America will crash servers to be able to get that.
That was glorious.
Oh, now, my gosh, where did you come across that, Shaquille?
I was just looking up DUIs because I saw another DUI, so I actually came across it. But you missed one, Rob.
What?
At the beginning when he said, do you realize are you ready for the interview? He said, I guess so. You got the camera in my face.
You got the camera in my face. Oh, God. Honestly, if you have 5 minutes, go watch it.
Right,
it's about 5-6 minutes long.
We are killing.
I got another one for you.
Uh-oh.
It was a reporter out of Arkansas who had a bug fly in his mouth. Find that
a bug fly in his mouth?
I see it in front of the fence.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know that translates to this. I saw it.
It's okay. We'll look for it.
Did you ever see the weatherman down that the African-American weatherman? That a
is this the one the cockroach
a palmetto bug comes onto his set
and he
starts going
he freaks out
and I'm freaked out with the roaches but that guy was really freaked out.
This is from a big podcast listener named Calvin.
Hi, Calvin.
This is from our wing of News Fails. I believe the name of the wing is
Something Wong.
Something Wong. So this is
also
very good.
Are you familiar with the? I guess this started with Jameis Winston. It's the F-er in the P.
Yes.
So
what does that mean?
Okay. So
blank her in the.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. So evidently,
which is disgraceful and disgusting.
Evidently, Jameis Winston, when he was at Florida State, shouted this out, and I guess
on
in the cafeteria
table. Right.
So now people have taken it about themselves to do this live on the news. When guys are doing live reports, they run in, they go, "Everybody!" And I got to tell you, this guy's doing a report on Black Friday. And this guy comes into and this guy handles it better than any news anchor. So here it is.
Majority of people over here at the Westfield Mall actually working off all those calories that they consumed having turkey.
Go right in the.
Oh, that's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy. Real classy. Why don't we just go to the story?
No, you know what? Awesome.
I give that
awesome.
Guy
he gets,
so
come on.
Much
wait, credit.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He gets the studio clap.
I'm right now. I'm ashing.
Why?
Did he say that on live TV?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was on live television. He was doing a live report, live shot for Black
Friday.
Hold on,
John. Hold on. Are you telling me that he can't say that, what he just said? That's what I did to your mother?
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
You can't say that, John? Come on.
No, I'm thinking on live TV, you don't. I think he made an error there.
Oh, no, not at all. I give that guy a ton of credit.
Really?
John,
because
what?
Some guy runs into the middle of his live shot and starts cursing.
Wait, when we're taught.
You see that? The light has coming in. I don't believe John Kincaid has said something soft.
Okay, wait. What I'm
saying.
Can you
believe this, America?
What I'm saying to you is this, is that I've done live broadcast, I've done live TV, I've done everything. You are supposed to block out distractions, and you're supposed to continue. I think he got caught a little amateur hour.
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was funny as hell.
Well, I mean, it's funny. No, I laughed.
It was great.
But I was in shock.
That's what I did to your mother.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, my God.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
It sounds like some livery. It's so good.
Yeah, but his voice sounds like something off Family Guy.
Oh, it does
like he should be a character on Family Guy.
Oh, thank you, Calvin, for sending that in.
Thank you, Calvin.
Very last one.
What's the topper?
Very last one is the topper and borderline for me this week. This came from big podcast listener Mike, who sent in this gem. Another live TV report, and of course, they find the most borderline woman they can find to describe a giant hailstorm that did damage at a trailer park.
Man, them jokers was big, size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
He said, kapooyah, kapooyah. And your boy, that hell just came in. I looked at my, opened my door, and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right. Kapooyah, kapooyah.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
No.
Oh, my God.
I need all those sound clips right now. Oh, that's awesome.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel bad was great. About, I feel bad about hail was coming into her house.
Well, the houses, I guess, were being hit with these big hailstones.
Kapooyah!
And they were going,
kapooyah! Kapooyah!
That's the sound.
She sounded like a rapper.
Stuart Scott would have been proud of her. God
yes,
rest his soul.
Absolutely.
Stuart would have been proud. He didn't say booyah.
No, he did not.
But that's good.
Kapooyah.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
No.
No.
All right, what did Michael have to do?
All right, Michael brought us this British reporter is asking a question about an actor, how he got ahead of other guys to get this job, but the phrasing was a little bit unfortunate.
This is you as an All-American and a big opportunity for you in Hollywood. You must have had to beat off a lot of American men to get this part.
No.
Why does that make you giggle? Did you not have to beat them off?
That's what I did to your mother, buddy.
Imagine there was quite a few men up for the role as well. There were.
And compose yourself.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that.
I imagine you had to beat off a lot of American men to get the role. I don't know if I want that role. I'm okay.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't get into acting.
Wow.
If
all
that's
right,
the
so
case.
our last borderline leftovers comes to us from listener John,
right.
who pulled this in specifically by the request of Shaquille O'Neal. This is a reporter doing a live news setup. When a bug flies into his mouth.
Oh, yeah.
This is brilliant.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying this f***ing country-ass f***ed up town. Flying in my mouth. The f***, I can't see pollen. Let's get the f*** out of this country, motherfucker.
This country mother blanking town. Oh my gosh.
I have to play that again.
Guess what? Can we hear it one more time?
That dude had the quickest transition from professionalism to ghettoism that I've seen in my life.
That's unbelievable.
That is what I love about this clip. So
he turned on a dime.
He goes from newsman to get the F out of here in like 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The f*** is that? I'm dying this f***ing country ass f***ed up town. Flying in my mouth. I can't see pollen. Let's get the f*** out of this country, motherfucker.
Oh my gosh. How did that video ever get out?
He says, I'm dying in this,
in this country, mother.
I'm flying in my mouth.
Get out of this mouth.
Guess what? I don't think New York and L.A. are fighting over him.
As a reporter.
I'm just guessing.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, that is fantastic.
So that's this week's edition of Borderline.
Get ready to match the stars.
Yeah.
Rob Jenkins.
Yeah.
It's P-Dog.
What's up?
And Shaquille O'Neal. Woo! All part of the star-studded Big Money Match Game 2018. And now, here's the star of Match Game 2018, John Kincaid.
Yeah. All right.
And I just want you to know, Shaq, I made it all the way to the final cuts to be a contestant on Match Game, and they didn't pick me.
I made it this year. I did
my final interview around 3 weeks ago, and they told me you'll get a call in the next week if you got picked, and I didn't get picked. But I made it all the way. I had two actual interviews, including a Skype interview with the casting director.
And you didn't get on.
Who, by the way, makes really poor decisions. Because I would have been great for your show.
Okay.
Not that I'm bitter or anything. She didn't pick me!
All right.
What am I supposed to be, not mad? I would have been great on the Match Game.
All right, well, let's go ahead and welcome Brendan to the show. What's up, Brendan?
Hi, Brendan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Brendan, you ready to play the game here?
Yes, sir.
You know how it works. You don't talk until I ask you for your answer. All right.
Well,
right?
For starters, Brendan, go ahead and say hi to Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, Shaq, what's going on, my man?
What's up, B-Dog?
And Brendan, where are you from?
Cincinnati.
You're from Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Where do you go for fun?
Cincinnati is fun, even if you don't think so. It's a good time.
I know of an illegal casino right across the water in Kentucky.
Hey, snitches get stitches.
We can gamble in Cincinnati now.
Yeah, I know, but you can. That's illegal gambling. There's no fun in that.
Yeah.
There's no fun in that.
John likes the guys who break your fingers if
exactly.
you don't pay.
Yeah. All right, you ready to play Match Game? Don't answer the question until I ask you, Brendan, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Shaq, get ready with your answers, and even Uncle Alex can help you with these.
Okay.
This is a game you can cheat on legally. All right. Chewbacca said,
"Okay,
filming this last Star Wars movie was really hard, but thankfully I had blank as a body double." Brendan's thinking of his answer, and I go back to Cincinnati. All right, Brendan. Chewbacca said, filming this last Star Wars movie was really hard, but thankfully I had blank as a body double.
I'm going to go with Roseanne.
Oh, good answer. Good answer.
Killing me.
B-Dog. What did you? Who was the body double?
I got Sasquatch.
Sasquatch.
Just basically what Chewbacca is.
Chewbacca pretty much is.
It's a little different.
Rob Jenkins, Chewbacca said filming this last Star Wars movie was hard, but at least I had blank as a body double.
I said Roseanne.
There we go. With Brendan. All right, Shaquille. Chewbacca said he needed a body double for the movie. Who was it?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted.
Good job.
That's the answer. See, Shaq ends up with the smartest answer there.
You teed him up.
All right,
for that
Brendan's
one.
Got one. All right.
All right.
All right, Brendan. Here we go. Question number two. Shaq said, "I'm sorry I forgot to show up for the taping of the podcast last week. The last thing I missed that was that important was blank." All right, Brendan, Shaq said, "I'm sorry I forgot to show up for the podcast taping last week. The last thing I missed that was that important was blank."
Lunch.
Lunch.
That's pretty
I don't
good.
Think you're going to get a matchup in that. Rob Jenkin?
I wrote the 2008 season.
The 2008 season. Shaq said, I'm sorry, I forgot to show up for the taping last week, B-Dog. The last thing I missed that important was the blank.
Free throws.
That's a
All right, Shaq, you said you forgot to show up for the taping last week. The last thing you missed that was that important was what?
AHR.
What?
AHR.
AHR.
What's that?
AHR.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ass hair removal.
Oh, that's awful.
Damn.
Brendan, I'm shocked you didn't get that one.
How did I not get that?
It's right on the tip.
I think we all learned something a little bit more personal than I anticipated.
I would say that was right on the tip of your tongue, but that would really be inappropriate. All right, here we go.
You put that wax in there, you put that big stain of scotch up, and you, you just rip it.
Oh. All right, Brendan, here's another one for you. LeBron James said, I think I know why J.R. Smith was brain dead in game one. He was listening to a motivational pregame speech by blank. All right. Brendan, LeBron James said, I think I know why J.R. Smith was brain dead in game one. He was listening to a motivational pregame speech by blank.
Ooh, that's tough. I would say... I'll say himself.
By himself. Well, I mean, we're talking about chokers. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron said, I think I know why J.R. Smith was brain dead in game one. He was listening to a motivational speech by blank.
Marion Barry on how to stay off crack.
Marion Barry. I can't believe Brendan didn't get that one.
That's a
Rob
pull.
Jenkin?
I heard Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Anything better than that. Yeah,
well, he doesn't have a ring. Google me, Chuck. Charles Barkley also.
We all crapped
on
number
two Barkley. Barkley and I'll get
two
it right.
Barkleys. You would have had a lot more right answers tonight. All right, Brendan, we got another one. Brendan, another one for you here. Question four. Kim Jong-un said... I'm willing to destroy all of our nuclear capability because Trump offered to share some nude photos of blank. Kim Jong-un, he's known as a little bit of a horny man. All right, Brendan, Kim Jong-un said, I'm willing to destroy all of our nuclear capability because Trump offered to share some nude photos of blank.
It's got to be Stormy.
Stormy!
Stormy! Yeah, good job.
B-Dog, what is your answer, B-Dog?
We got a match.
Stormy Daniels, we got a match. Rob Jenkin.
I should have been Stormy, but she was just there, so I put Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
She was just there.
Very good. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal, who did Kim Jong-un say that Trump offered nude photos of?
Robert Mueller. The FBI director.
I almost wrote Vladimir Putin.
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, finally, Brandon, we'll try to get you another one here. President Trump said, it was great seeing Kim Kardashian West here in the Oval Office, but after her visit, we had to replace the blank. What would they have to replace after Kim Kardashian visited the Oval Office? All right, Brendan. President Trump said it was great seeing Kim Kardashian West here in the Oval Office, but after her visit, we had to replace the blank.
Oh, I'm going to go with the Oval Office desk.
The desk. All right, the desk.
Someone down on there.
All right, the
Someone's
desk.
Bombing
Rob
someone.
Jenkin?
I put the toilet seats.
The toilet seats.
Got a big ass. I don't know.
B-Dog, what had to be replaced in the Oval Office?
The seat cushions.
Everyone went for the butt.
All right. Shaquille O'Neal, what had to be replaced? He's laughing already. What had to be replaced?
I declined to answer.
Brendan, you were awesome, baby.
I will not answer the question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Brendan, great job, buddy.
Good job, Brendan.
Take care, man. Appreciate it. Great having you on the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that the show's on TV yet, is it?
I guess who you got the motherfucking camera shining on me.
I thought the seat cushions. I think that B-Dog got it. The cushions on the couch.
All right.
Obviously, we'd be getting
it. We ride. All right, let's get out here and roll.
Love Shaq.
Hey, remember, the big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com. It's how you get in touch with us.
Yes.
And you can always follow us on
Instagram, the big podcast with Shaq.
Instagram, Big
Facebook
Podcast
is out there for
Facebook,
you.
You can find it too. Make sure that you're in touch with us. Send us your emails if you have contributions to the show. Obviously, a lot of people are doing that.
Now, we recorded this show, by the way, before the end of the NBA Finals.
And I say Golden State 1-5.
You say Golden. Shaq, who do you think is the NBA Finals champion tonight?
Sweep.
Oh, he said it was a sweep.
Okay.
B-Dog?
Gentlemen sweep in 5.
Gentlemen sweep in 5.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Five.
Golden State in 5.
Hey, we look forward to hearing from you. We'll talk to you again. Fallon Week.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a blast.
So excited.
Uncle Alex, get on Expedia right now. And no Holiday Inns.
All right, we'll see you, Shaq.
All right,
see you,
buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Maybe see you.
AP News headlines coming up next.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.